Finishing up the Geras HaKodesh Chof Hei. We had a few long letters. Chof Hei was one of the long, a lot of shiurim over here. And the Alter Rebbe over here was defending the Baal Shem Tov statement. They didn't like, some people didn't like the Baal Shem Tov statement in Tzavos HaRibosh, as quoted in Tzavos HaRibosh, in which it stated that the Shekhinah is dressing up in the Goy who is interfering the Yid from his davening. And they said, what does it mean, the Shekhinah is dressing up in the Goy? And the Alter Rebbe explained that they said resting. The Alter Rebbe continues to say like this. Okimedumali, the Alter Rebbe says, and here also you see, the Alter Rebbe is defending him very strongly. He says, it's not the language that they use. They said resting versus vested in the slapshus, because Shoyra, the Shekhinah, Shoyra would mean that the Shekhinah is openly the Ba'agoy. We don't say the Shekhinah is Shoyra. The Baal Shem Tov says that means that the Eibishter wants the person to daven even stronger, and that's why the Eibishter is resting in the Goy. Resting is not the right word, because that means Begiloy, but there is a Slapshus, there is a Nitzutz. As the Alter Rebbe explained yesterday, there are Nitzutz, a spark of the Shekhinah, can also be called Kehilah. We find in the Chumash various different things. But the Alter Rebbe says, look, Kumedumali, it seems to me, Shetvisosom Einom Mitzadidu Chaloshon. This that they're chepping, that they're grabbing on, that they're. They don't like the whole idea. It's not whether it's resting or it's dressed up. They don't like the whole idea to say that the Shekhinah dresses up in the Klippas. I don't know the history behind it, but they don't have the belief in the Arizal's writing in the Sefer HaGilgulim, in which the Arizal writes and he says that they come from the Klippas, and they come that the from the Klippas, and the Klippas have in themselves vested Sholot Ha'odom Ba'odom L'Raloi, he said before, Zelu Mazeh. So they don't believe Bechlal in Sefer HaGilgulim. Because he says, because in the Sefer HaGilgulim, he writes about the Klippas, that the Klippas get a spark from Hashem, from the Shekhinah, they have a spark. So what's the difference between Klippas and Goy? Because if they want to make a distinction between Klippas, which are spiritual, they could have a spark. But a Goy, if the Gilulim, who is a Gashmi, is the Goy, can't have a spark from the Eibishter. If that's the distinction, he says, that's not a good distinction. Physicality, by definition, is not a contradiction. Because Ein Lecha Gashmi Kafar Ha'oretz, there can be nothing as physical as the earth, the dust of the earth, the ground. Ba'alfa pikein, and still mislabeshes by malchus, the malchus d'asiya, ubetoicha malchus d'yitzira chulu kineskeleil. And yet, in it, the malchus of malchus d'asiya, in which it's dressed up malchus d'yitzira and malchus d'briya, malchus d'atzilus, is even in the offer agashmi, as we said before, kineskeleil. So that couldn't be a distinction, because they're physical. That's why they cannot be the Shekhinah cannot be there. That's not a reason. Are you gonna say v'imishum tumas nafshus over the gilulim? Well, maybe it is because the souls of the gilulim are so impure, there cannot be the Shekhinah there. And impurity can be the Shekhinah in the impurity. So he says, but no. Where do the souls of the Evde Gelulim come from? It's Zov and Nukva, is the male and the female. Zov and Nukva of Klippas Aruchnim. So they come from the spiritual Klippas. Their mating creates the neshamas of the Evde Gelulim. As it is a result. So it turns out that the spiritual level of the Klippas, of the spiritual Klippas, is what creates them. So that means that that is the source of their tumah. So that wouldn't be a contradiction for them being having a spark. He says, really, you need a big, a wide explanation. How does this dress up? Paraphrasing the pasuk in which they said, not on us, but on Al Hashem, when he came, Moshe Rabbeinu was defending himself. He says, it's not on us, the complaints. You have to have a complaint, Al Kisvei HaRizal. We didn't come up with this idea of the Shekhinah resting in or dressed up in the clippers. So Baal Yach Shideini Shemeya, the one who listens, don't suspect me. Shani Be'enai, that I, in my eyes, that I think, that I understood the words of the Arizal to take them out from their physical meaning, that I understand it. He says, no, I'm not coming to claim that I have a... I'm only coming to explain the words of the Baal Shem Tov, a blessed memory, Vitalmidov and his students, Alpi Kabbalah Sarizal, based on the tradition, on the Kabbalah, what we received of the Arizal. That's what I'm doing. It doesn't mean that I have to fully know what the Arizal understand full. But the Rebbe says further, he argues, this thing, what I'm telling you now, that everything in the world, that even the klippos, even the goyim, have a spark, it's not really something Kabbalistic, or it's not really only Kisvei HaRizal. This is actually a very simple and a very straight. These are the revealed parts that we all know. B'shegam, in addition, also, she'inyan zeh, eino im chachmas ha-kabbalah men historos la'ashem alakeinu. This isn't from the wisdom of the Kabbalah, and from those that are hidden stuff, which is to God our God. Those are not the hidden stuff. Ki ma'aniglo islonu l'vaneinu. This is from the revealed to us, and to our children. This is the very open, very clear. Lahamin amunesh lemo, to believe with a complete faith, b'mikra molish dibra kosov, with there is a clear, full verse, the pasuk says, haloi es hashomayim ve'es ha'oretz ani mole ne'um Hashem. Hashem says, I fill the heavens and the earth. She'ein mikra yetzeh, The pasuk cannot be taken out of its simple context. The simple context, it means that Eibush is everywhere. He's everywhere. This is also a very simple faith by Jews in general. This has been passed on in our hands from our holy fathers. We went with simplicity with Hashem. We didn't learn Kabbalah, they're very simple people. We did not investigate with the human intellect the concept of godliness, which is higher than the intellect to no end, to figure out how Hashem fills the whole world. We believe the Eibush is here, the Eibush is everywhere. But there is new, just recently came now, lachkur b'chakir zu, to investigate with this investigation. And there is no way to make it close to them understanding. Only by introductions that are taken from the writings of Rizal, Mufshetes migashmi yusam, which, and then to remove them, undress from their physicality, and as I have heard from my teachers whose souls are in Eden. This is impossible to explain, articulate this well in a letter. It's only from a mouth to an ear that hears. Lichidei zugula, to select individuals. Ulisridi masher Hashem koyde, paraphrasing the verse again. And to those leftovers that Hashem calls, kidiksiv. Umevakshei Hashem yavinu koyl, that those who seek Hashem will understand everything. Umeklalhein atashemeya. And from those, from this would we see, that those who want Hashem, and those who Hashem could, then the other ones will, if not, then they're not going to be able to get it. So basically, The Alter Rebbe says, this, I'm trying to answer the people who are coming with investigations, with questions, so this was the answer. But the truth of the matter is, this is something which is simple faith. The Alter Rebbe concludes, Hine atem re'isem pirush maimer echot misvorim hayiduyim ledugma uloi. So here you've seen the interpretation of one statement, of one saying, from the known svarim. This is just to be and as a sample and as a sign. Kigam kol hamamorim atmuyim yeshlam pirush ubiyur heitev liyedichein. For all the sayings that are surprising do have a meaning, and there is a good explanation. Those who know Yedechein, those who know the Kabbalah. Ach, lo yikavu malosam elai. But your honors, don't hope to me, levayr lehem hakol b'michtav, that I'm going to explain to you everything in a letter. Ki melocha kaveda meruba. This is a heavy and a big job to write it all up. V'yefshe b'shum oifim. That's impossible under no circumstances. Rakim tirtu, but rather, if you wish, shilchu mikem echad umiyuchad shebeida, send me one person, somebody distinguished of the community, upeh upeh adaber boyim yirtz Hashem, and mouth to mouth I will speak to him, please God, if Hashem wants, v'Hashem yi impi batifi, and may Hashem be with me, with my mouth, when I speak, and the words of my mouth should be for willing. So this is the Alter Rebbe ends up with this letter. Okay.